So I am going to talk about how amazing Jesus is, how real he is in my life, and how much I love him. Okay, so when I was growing up, this may, you know, sound a little bit bad, but I was like the cutest child in the whole entire world. I mean, I know you guys like wish you were me, but you weren't. And I look back at pictures and I go, what went wrong now? But, you know, like, I am so like, just like, when I look at baby pictures, I get excited about myself. And, so I was like really excited and stuff. And, I loved dancing when I was little. Like, that was just, I don't know, something about me. And, my parents had these mirrors for their closet door. And I would literally go in front of the mirror for like hours, and I do this whole thing that I like to call the sunrise. And you do one of these, and it's, I don't know, it's just very moving to me. And so I really liked that. And then my second favorite one was the Pharaoh one, which is, you know, you do one of these, and you go like this. And I would do that for hours, back and forth, and I'd actually lower my body and get into it, and I just thought I was so cute. And back then, I did not have a care in the world. I thought, you know, nothing ever could go wrong in my life because everything is so perfect right now. And, well, of course, things always do get harder when you grow up. And, you know, it started, you know, with the easy stuff of having to learn how to type on a keyboard. And I was like, no. And that was actually really hard for me. And so I learned how to type on a keyboard. But then it hit my teenagers years, and I learned a lot of lessons. I learned around 12. And I learned that you make choices that are right, and you make choices that are wrong, and they predict who you are. I found out that the friends you make really do matter, and I learned that you can actually watch somebody slip away that you love. Emotionally and physically. And I learned that there are going to be things in your life that only can leave you with the question, why? So, I came to UCA because of the beautiful fact that I have a wonderful sister that likes to keep journals, and I like reading. And that's what a sister's for, right? So my sister's doing something else, you know, and she's not at the best time in her life. And I'm reading her journals, and I'm reading the part where she's at UCA. And she's talking, and she goes, I can feel God. I know he's there. I know he's real. And I thought about it, and I was like, my sister is not a kind of God type of person. And I was like, if she wasn't looking for God at UCA, and I want him, I'm sick of my life, and I want him, how much more can I find him? And so I was like, I'm going to UCA. And so I decided to come up here, and it was exciting, and it was real, and it was wonderful. It also didn't help me run away from my problems like I really thought it would. Instead, the why question followed me, and it was, you know, not too great. And so I just, you know, I was just like, Lord, you know, you're here. I love you. And for some reason, I swear it was farther in the year, but it was freshman camp out, which isn't that far in, so I was really bad off soon. And I was just having, like, the worst day. I was like, it was like Friday or something. We were leaving for freshman camp out, and I was with God in my room, and I told God where he could go because I was sick of him, and he did nothing for me, and I thought that he was going to change my life up here, and I was so angry. And so I was just like, okay, it's fine. But I left, and I was sick of my life, and so I decided that I was going to end it on freshman camp out. Didn't think about, you know, anything, how much I would traumatize other people. So I took my little pill bottle, because I went nowhere without it. And I went to freshman camp out, and I had told Pastor Matt what a hard time I was having on the ride over, and, you know, but we didn't really have time to talk, so we ended up parking and getting everything ready. But anyways, so I'm waiting for everybody to go to bed, because I'm just like, when I go to bed tonight, I was like, I just want to yell at God once more. So I was like waiting for everybody to go to sleep. I was super excited about it. And so then Pastor Matt comes with a group of students. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. I have to wait for more people to go to sleep. And I could see him over there, and he brought his Bible, and he was looking for a verse. You know how people always look for a verse to help somebody who's hurting. And he couldn't find one. And I was like, huh. And I thought that was pretty funny. And then he's like, Andrea, come over here on the log with us and pray. And I was like, oh, Lord. Fine. And so I sat down, and I was like, I can play this off. And so Pastor Matt's like, okay, Andrea, you know. And so we all sit down. And that's the first time that I've ever experienced God in my whole entire life. Just wholeheartedly, just like, I always ask people, when did it click for you? And they're like, what are you talking about? Well, it clicked for me. Knowing that God loved me, that God died on the cross for me, it clicked. And so I was there, and I could just feel Pastor Matt, like, praying for me to pray. But it was like, you know, and I was just like, oh. And so I was like, I don't know why, but I was like, okay, I can pray. And the next words that came out of my mouth, I have no idea why they came out, but they were so from my heart. And I go, Lord, thank you for saving me in more than one way tonight. And he did. And I thought from that point on, I came back to school, and I was like on a spiritual high for God, and I was just like, live for him, you know? But somehow sin crept back into my life because I let it. And I ended up back in depression with the why question. And I was just so frustrated, and I was so sick of it. And, you know, I always used to think of myself, you know, when I was little, as so cute. Well, I finally saw myself as Satan wanted me to see, and I would look in the mirror, and I literally couldn't look in a mirror without crying. I would look at myself, and I just start, like, busting up in tears. I was like, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm useless, no wonder why so many bad things have happened to me. I feel like I have nobody right now. And I was just like, so just seen through Satan's eyes, what he wanted me to see of myself. And I was sick of it, so I decided that I was going to end it again. But this time, I actually took the pills, and I took about 55 of them. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to tell everybody. I'm going to sleep. So I went to sleep. I woke up in the morning, and I was like, I just woke up, and this isn't really how I planned it. And I was like, great, school. So I got to go to class that day. But for some reason, when I woke up, the still, quiet voice in my mind said, I have a plan for you. And I was like, no, you can't have a plan for me. Do you not see how bad off I am? Can you not see I'm suicidal? I'm, you know, this little girl who's just crazy like everybody else does. I have a plan for you. Okay, you have a plan for me. And so I was just like, okay. So from that moment on, I started fighting through my battles. And that is the worst thing. If you guys have ever tried fighting a battle, Satan will push things in your way that you never knew existed. It's like things that never bothered you finally did. And it was just like everything was just working its way in. And it was really hard. And God helped me overcome it, though. And you guys, I know there's so many people in this audience that you don't even know about that have tried killing themselves, that are sick of their lives, probably even today, that don't want to live anymore, that feel like they're fat, they're ugly, no one cares about me, I'm not accepted, I don't have friends. The friends who are my friends, you know, they're really not my friends. There's people out there, if you would open up your eyes and look. And God has just showed me that so much, and I just love reaching out and helping people when I can. And but what I want to talk to you about is what I'm wearing tonight. I really like it. I am dead drop gorgeous. I am. This is even better than when I was a kid. Really, it is. I look so good right now. But I gotta tell you guys why I look so good right now. I look so good because I'm wearing God's robe of righteousness, which covers all. And I've been wearing it for a while, but I want you guys to put it on, and I want you guys to realize that God can transform lives. that God can turn the why question in to something that is no longer something that bugs you, something that just haunts you. He'll say, I will tell you why later. But right now, let me turn your problems into something that can be used for a positive. You guys, we all have problems. But when you keep them inside, when you don't give them to God, when you say, I'm sorry, I'm going to hold on to that, I'm going to let that bug me, it can never be used for good. But Satan will get mad at you when you finally say, I'm trying to think of another word that's better than the one I'm thinking of. Poo on you. And say, poo on you, Satan. And I'm sick of you. And I'm sick of you, you know, trying to bog me down. Because you know what? Okay, so I'll just go to my verse. Okay, so in Romans 8, 28. Let me find it. I have a bookmark. Okay, Romans 8. 28. Okay. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Okay. So God has a purpose for each and every one of us. God wants us to be on fire for him, to wear his robe so we can see ourselves the way he sees us, which is beautiful. You guys, the why question always will come up again. But give it to God again, because he's going to be the one to take it. You shouldn't be worried about who answers. Wait, that was not what I was going to say. Okay. You know what? I'll just end it with this because I don't really know where I'm going anymore. And so, here we go. Which would you rather know? The questions, the answers to life's questions, or the answer giver? Thanks.